You are about to hear the Travel World Radio Show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And we have online with us today one of our regular correspondents, a fun guest as always, good old Melanie Reffis, calling to us, doing all those Caribbean destinations. Stephen Pickford today is in Studio West in Beaconsfield. Steve, how you doing?
Doing great, and cold winter's day, and of course that gets our minds thinking about warming up, and Melanie Reffis will do anything to get out of the Northeast winters. Of course, won't guess to say what exactly anything might be.
Well, hop a plane, I guess.
Yeah, and she joins us now to tell us about her latest find, the island of St. Martin, the smallest territory in the world shared by two countries. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Stephen and Willem, and you two are quite right. This is a very chilly winter in the Northeast. A lot of cities up and down the coast are getting record-breaking temperatures, so it is the perfect time to, as Willem said, hop a plane and head south. Stephen, you're also quite right. St. Martin is very quirky in that it is the smallest territory in the world that is shared ownership by two countries. St. Martin is Dutch on one side and St. Martin is French on the other side, so it's a little bit of Europe and a whole lot of Caribbean.
We love the Dutch stuff.
Yes, of course, Willem would love the Dutch stuff. It's a very interesting situation, really. It's only a 37-square-mile island, so to have two distinct cultures in a small space like that makes for a very interesting situation and makes for tons of stuff to do of both cultures while you're on the island.
You don't have to get bored when you go to St. Martin.
Absolutely not. In fact, they're so different on both sides of the island. The French have a certain, there's a certain reputation on the French side for the nightlife and the great shopping and wonderful food. And the Dutch side's a little bit more sort of chilled out. It has the casinos, as a little more sort of neighborhood feel in Philipsburg, the capital city. And you can go back and forth without, there's no border as we know it today. You just cross over. There's a little Bienvenue sign, and so you know you're on the French side. But other than that, it's back and forth as often as you want.
How easy is it to get to St. Martin? I know some islands in the Caribbean, it's like an all-day endeavor to get to.
You're right. In fact, some of the islands, you can get to Europe and back quicker, but St. Martin is not one of those. It's very easy to get to. You can go either, U.S. Airways has direct, very easy short flights from Philly and Charlotte, which is what I took from Charlotte, and American Airlines has direct flights to the island from Miami and from a couple of other American cities. So it's quite easy to find it, and as I said, there's two major airlines that go back and forth almost every day. Very easy island to find.
Now, airfares, what are we looking at approximately? I know there's some good deals out there right now.
There's some amazing deals out there right now. You're right. And I would suggest to all our audience to go on the websites for both U.S. Airways, which is usairways.com, I believe. Stephen, am I right?
Yep, that is correct.
And AA.com for American. And you'll see, particularly in January, February, when, of course, the savvy folks at the airlines realize a lot of us northerners want to get out of here, and they launch some pretty good fares, sometimes with hotels included. You can be on the island, including airfare and food, for under $1,000 easily for a week.
And you can be among the savvy travelers taking a walk on Savvy Street.
Indeed, indeed so. And it's worth it, every penny. Believe me, when you get off the plane on St. Martin and you feel that sun, it is not a price you can put on it.
You can use St. Martin as a base as well. You're not stuck on one island. You're close by a number of other different places.
Yeah, I found that the sort of locals call it island hopping, and I really wasn't familiar with the term till I got there. And you can see, in fact, many islands from St. Martin, including Anguilla, which is about a 20-minute ferry ride, which is one of the most beautiful islands on the planet. St. Kitts is a 20-minute air flight, and then Nevis is next to that. St. Barts is there, Montserrat. There's all kinds of islands that people use for either day trips or an overnight trip. So you fly to St. Martin, and then you can get a real Caribbean adventure out of a week or so there.
So from St. Martin, you'd have to actually take a ferry or a small plane to get to St. Kitts.
Yes, exactly. You take a ferry. Well, I think for St. Kitts, you would fly, because in a ferry, it would be a couple of hours. In a flight, it's under 30 minutes. The Carib Air and all of the local Caribbean airlines, costs between the islands are really, really inexpensive. expensive, like unbelievably inexpensive, $30, $40, $50.
Now, to give me an idea of what kind of plane it would be, is it the kind of thing, do you think Stephen would fly or would he take the ferry?
Well, I think Stephen would fly in it. I mean, these are, I don't know whether they're not certainly large jets, but they're not tiny little prop planes.
Well, many of these carriers do use Dash 8,
exactly.
The ATR-42.
Exactly.
So.
And a lot of people do it. I mean, and also, as I mentioned before, Anguilla is a ferry ride. It's almost a sister island to St. Martin, and people go just for the day to look around Anguilla, even though you don't even need to. There's so much to do on St. Martin.
You stayed on the Dutch side on this trip.
I did. I stayed on the Dutch side. I did go on the French side for a couple of lovely dinners, but I stayed on the Dutch side because I like the capital city of Philipsburg. And as you guys know, even though I might be in the Caribbean, I'm still an urban animal, so I always seek out the city. Philipsburg has just recently undergone a major renovation. Their main street is called Front Street, and their secondary street is called Back Street. Clever, isn't it? Front and back. And they just dug it up to make a magnificent boardwalk. Phillipsburg's also right on the ocean. So there's so much to do in the city, and there's all kinds of other things to do beside the 37 pristine beaches, I might add, that are on
37.
37 square mile island, 37 pristine beaches. Doesn't work so well in metric, but it works well
Well, we know Phillipsburg was named after our chief correspondent, Vix Phillips, wouldn't it?
Yes, apparently there's a statue to him right in the middle of the Guava Berry Emporium. You know what I'd like to say about Phillipsburg, because I've been to so many of these islands, it's a really great walking city. You can, because it's got this new boardwalk, and the ocean's right there. There's a beach right in the middle of Phillipsburg. You don't see that in a lot of the Caribbean urban cities. And you can walk from one end to the other and stop at the Kangaroo Court. It's called for a wonderful cafe. There's a couple of internet cafes. There is shopping up the yin yang, boys. There's duty free everywhere. Willem, you'll know what this means, but there's a Delft Blue Gallery right on Front Street.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Where that traditional blue and white,
Dutch
pottery.
Yeah.
And they'll ship it anywhere to North America, so you don't have to, as my grandmother would say, schlep it back in your suitcase.
Well, yeah, no, Delft Blue, very prestigious, very sought after.
Very beautiful, and it's the real stuff because this is, of course, as Stephen said, the Dutch side of the island.
Sure.
So you really, you know, there's a lot of Holland, and it's right on the Caribbean Sea, so it's a very interesting place to be.
You have a touch of European hospitality as well in the accommodations.
Indeed. In fact, I split my accommodations, interestingly enough. I stayed at one place because I was cost-conscious, called the Delfina, which is owned by two guys from Germany who threw aside their big banking life in Cologne, Germany, and opened a B&B in St. Martin. It's under $70 a night. Fantastic. Very European, as you said. High style of service. Great breakfast in the morning. And then I moved over to the Sonesta, which, Stephen, as you know, is a bigger chain.
Oh, Sonesta. Very nice.
And it's new there. It's the Maho Beach. It's just renovated. It's right on the water, and it's next to the airport. Believe me, that sounds better than it, that is better than it sounds. It's next to the runway, which means the bar next to it, the Sunset Bar, is the primo place to watch the sunset, but every night at 6, hundreds of people gather to watch the jets coming in, and they're so close to you that you actually, your hair
touch
blows.
Touch the wheels.
Amazing. It's an amazing experience. When they said it's right next to the airport, I thought, no, that's not for me. I don't want it. And then they said, no, try it. It's spectacular, which it is.
You also had some great meals while you were down there.
I had some fantastic meals, and that's very easy to do, actually, because of the both of the European influence on both sides of the island, the French and the Dutch. I loved the Italian restaurant, strangely enough, that I found in Phillipsburg called La Rosa. It had these amazing Caribbean lobsters, which, as you may know, some of our audience who's been to the Caribbean will know that those lobsters only have no claws or one claw, the northern ones that we're used to in Maine have two. And they're mighty juicy, these Caribbean lobsters. So that was at La Rosa. I mentioned Kangaroo Cafe in Phillipsburg. I went every day for a fantastic breakfast. And the best local spot, where the real locals go, not a lot of tourists, called Johnny Under the Tree, and it had the best barbecue on the island. I was there a couple times. Fantastic and cheap.
What type of market does St. Martin go after?
I think they're going after a pretty Caribbean savvy audience, or market rather.
We got to take a break, Melanie, right now on the Travel World Radio Show Across America. We will return talking about St. Kitts and St. Martin. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford in Studio West, Beaconsfield. And, of course, we have Melanie Reffes discussing warmer climates. Of course, Melanie is one of the smartest people on Travel World because she's constantly visiting the warm places. Melanie?
You are right about that.
You were saying that Faye Martin was going after a more upscale clientele and people who had been to the Caribbean before. You can get information at www.stmartin.com, stmartin.com. Some of the hotels we mentioned, the Delfina, www.delfina, delfinahotel.com, and the Fonesta at www.fonesta.com, 1-800-223-0757. And then, not to be outdone and not to come home too early, Melanie discovered more of the Caribbean. She went to the Eastern Caribbean, to the island paradise of St. Kitts, where daily temperatures sit at the 80-degree Fahrenheit mark. And St. Kitts is sometimes overlooked by travelers. They don't really know where exactly it is or what there is to see and do there. But Melanie found that all out.
You're kind of right. I think a lot of the Caribbean is a big blur to a lot of travelers. But once you get a little more familiar with it, it's not that hard to figure out. I went from the Netherlands Antilles, St. Martin, as we just said, up to the Eastern Caribbean, the Leeward Islands. St. Kitts is about 1,200 miles from Miami, to give you an idea, slightly southeast of Puerto Rico, about 1,600 miles from New York. So you can take a direct flight from a lot of the Eastern American cities. It's about 3 hours, not far. Very easy again to get to.
Now, what did you find when you got there?
Well, let me tell you about St. Kitts, because it has 12 hours a day of sunshine, very low humidity, or none at all.
No slush of the wet shoe.
Exactly. No rainy season. And why all of this? Why is it so perfect? Because St. Kitts is surrounded by two oceans, the Caribbean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. And apparently, the combination of those two bodies of water takes all the humidity away, the rainy season, and it is always sunny. So it's pretty picture perfect.
What is the connection of Christopher Columbus to St. Kitts?
I wondered, because St. Kitts, you figure St. Christopher, and I asked a few of the locals, including my cab driver, who was a walking encyclopedia of St. Kitts history. Apparently, Christopher Columbus sailed by in 1493, or so the legend goes, and he was so enamored with the beauty of St. Kitts that he named it St. Christopher Island, and it got shortened over the years to St. Kitts. It was fought over by a couple of European governments over the years, and recently, just back in 1983, got its independence from Britain, along with Nevis, its sister island, so it's his own country now.
The heritage of the island goes back to the sugar plantations of years ago, and the sugar history of the island. Has any of this history remained for the present-day visitor to see?
You know, the sugarcane industry, Stephen, made St. Kitts a Caribbean powerhouse back in the 1700s. It's a very wealthy island because of the sugarcane. That business has left the island. Basically, there's a little bit left of it. But as you said, the remnants of it are there. The sugar plantations, many of them have been turned into very she-she inns, posh inns. Otley's and Rollins, to name two of them, they're magnificent. There's a couple of rum factories left, one of them called Brindley's, which has just started making flavored rum out of their sugarcane coffee and mango beans.
Naturally, yeah.
That sounds good. And there's also, yeah, it is good, and there's also a very popular tourist attraction called the Sugar Train, which you guys would like. You like trains.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 3-hour train ride on the original tracks that were used during the days of the sugar business.
For the transportation of the goods to the port.
Exactly. It's called the St. Kitts Scenic Railway, and you sit on the original tracks on trains with guides telling you on your left, on your right, and it's a wonderful thing to do.
How long is this ride?
Three hours, and the tracks
awesome.
Date from 1912, so it's a lot of history there.
They got rum on that train, too?
Well, they do when you get off, but you don't even, it's like being in some kind of old movie, because the sugar plantation and a lot of the remnants from that business are still standing, so it's pretty interesting to see.
Yeah. Now, is there sort of an urban experience as well that you can get on the island, or is it totally rural?
No, there is. It's called Basse-Terre, the city. It's very quaint. It has Piccadilly Circus in the middle, which is what they call it. It's a big sort of clock, and it's right in the middle, modeled after the one in London. It's a tiny little quaint, charming little city. Not as cosmopolitan as Phillipsburg and St. Martin. Not a lot of shopping to do, but a very chilled-out kind of pace. A few good stores, some great bookstores. There's a museum, with St. Kitts history in it. It's right next to the pier where you can grab a boat to Nevis. It takes about 20 minutes. Some great bars, a lot of people watching, benches. You sit around. It's really a fun place, Bastère. I liked it.
You don't have to go too far outside of that town or city to find some other interesting things to see and do.
No, there's a lot of things to do, and surprisingly enough, there's all kinds of UNESCO sites, historic heritage sites on the island, 200 of them, which is a lot for a small island. And I went to see a few. One of them, Brimstone Hill, was probably my favorite. It's about 800 feet above sea level. It has the best views anywhere. You can see all the other Caribbean islands, including St. Martin. And this is a fortress dating back to 1690. Quite interesting to see. It's about 38 acres. A lot of people like to wander for the whole day. There's a Black Rocks, which is lava deposits from centuries ago. Great place to take photographs. There's catamaran rides. There's all kinds of water sports, and there's just a lot of walking in the hills. I found that if you know, there's a lot of tours, your hotel will be able to suggest them, and because there's so many heritage sites, you can just go up to the hills and, as I said, spend all day at the Brimstone Hill Fortress or the Romley Manor, which is now Carabel Batik Factory, so there's
Batik.
Kind of a little old and new in there.
You can also just head over to Nevis and spend half a day or a day there as well.
You certainly can. I mean, that's an easy ferry. It's about $7 American. It leaves right from Bastère, the pier, right downtown, and it's about a 20-25 minute to Nevis, depending on what kind of ferry, the quick or the slow, is about a $2 difference. And Nevis is a tiny little place. The city, Charleston, is the cutest little thing I've ever seen. If you walk slow, it takes about 10 minutes, one end to the other. And it's got some very nice little cafes, beautiful Caribbean and gingerbread architecture. The oldest Jewish cemetery in the Caribbean is in Nevis, which is a pretty popular tourist attraction. There's tours of it. And the Four Seasons, a Canadian connection to us, opened a spectacular resort on the island of Nevis. It's a low-level, low-rise resort that is unrivaled in many areas, service particularly.
You also enjoy, every time you go to different island, different destination, to try some of their local specialties.
Local food, local drink. Ginger beer is fantastic in St. Kitts. In Bastère, there's a great little bar called Stonewalls, which is owned by a former editor of the Montreal Gazette. What an interesting small world that was, with all kinds of the flavored Brindley rum in it that we just talked about. That Stonewalls, right in the middle of Independence Square in Bastère, is Ballyhoo, was my favorite. Great West Indian specialties there, conch fritters, all that spicy stuff. And there's also a fun place called the Turtle Beach Bar, where little green vervet monkeys are running around, and they sit right next to you trying to grab one of the greatest ribs I've ever had off your plate. That's a good photo.
Sounds like dinner with Maurice.
Yeah, I've had dinner with a lot of others who were friends of mine who were not as well behaved as these monkeys, but it's kind of fun. There's another one, Stephen, called Spratnet, which is an outdoor rib and lobster place, only opened at night. Only the locals seem to know about it. I think I was the only tourist in that place. Any of our listeners get to St. Kitts, ask a cab driver to take you to Spratnet. It's fantastic, really inexpensive.
Now, the Ocean Terrace Inn gets some good reviews as well.
The Ocean Terrace Inn is where I decided to stay, and really that was for a geographical consideration. It's 10 minutes along the water to the city of Bastère, and I really wanted to be able to go back and forth to the city. It's a very lovely hotel, the Ocean Terrace Inn. It's got lagoons for pools, not right on the beach, but about 3 minutes from it. Quiet, friendly staff, good food, all you could ask for, not very expensive. Check them out on the web. You can get some good deals at oceanterraceinn.net.
Now, what's coming up in St. Kitts over the coming months?
The best thing I heard from my cab driver, George, who was just this encyclopedia of info, is the St. Kitts Music Festival that's coming up in June. It's a sort of quieter music festival. Jamaica's is happening this month of January, so is Barbados. But to those in the know, the St. Kitts Music Festival is one of the best in the Caribbean. Grab a ticket early. It sells out fast, and it's in June, and that's something to look forward to.
StKittsMusicFestival.com, and, of course, more information on St. Kitts Tourism at www.stkitts-tourism.com, 1-800-582-6208. You're also talking with your cab driver, George, and you said, tell him Travel World sent you.
He will get you anywhere if you tell him Travel World. I think he had a little crush on me, you guys.
George Scarborough. So, of course, now I wonder if any relation to Chuck Scarborough.
probably his half brother or something like that.
Maybe they went to Turkey together.
Could be, but he's the best driver on the island. He'll take you everywhere, and he knows all kinds of great little finds.
A lot of great tips, Melanie. Someone who's always taking out the warm places, and I know that you just came back for another warm place for a future show. We're coming up on the break here, Steve, so following the break, we've got a great book author. We don't have much time for any last numbers, so www.stkitts-tourism.com. Stay tuned following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and legroom to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Site at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, in studio with Willem Backus, and in Studio West with Stephen Pickford in Beaconsfield. And we got a special guest online. Steve, would you like to introduce our guest?
Yes, Lynn Hamilton is a Toronto-based author, a longtime student of archaeology and mythology, and she's working with a company to put together called the Toronto Tour Operator called Worldwide Adventures, and she's going on a tour coming up in the month of March, March 18th, April 3rd. Tell us a little bit more about this very unique tour that our listeners could participate in if they're interested.
Well, I'm a mystery writer, and I have a series with an antique dealer sleuth by the name of Laura McClintock, and she travels the world. She buys wonderful things for her shop, and she has this knack of finding bodies while she's there. And this is a tour, actually, to two of the settings of my books. Each of the books is set in a different place, kind of an exotic setting, and this is a tour to Malta and Tunisia.
Now, those are two destinations that people may not have automatically assumed to put together, but I guess the literary connection is what binds everyone to the interest of taking the trip.
I think so. They actually are quite close to each other. Malta is right in the middle of the Mediterranean, and it's not far from Malta to Tunisia. But yes, the reason we put them together is that they're really interesting places to visit, and they're interesting to me as a mystery writer, and I think they would be interesting to travelers for the summer. Same reason, you know, they're exotic, they're a little off the beaten track. My books have an archaeological focus, so there's a tremendous amount of history and prehistory to see there. You know, you can actually see and touch the history of these places.
Now, the hills of Carthage in northern Tunisia, you get that sort of image that comes up to your mind, and many people have never get a chance to see them. They just are from the history books.
Well, I think that's right. As a matter of fact, you know, I always, when I was growing up, I thought Carthage would be this very, very sort of glamorous spot, and it was a long time before I actually asked myself where was Carthage exactly, and I found it was in modern-day Tunisia. And yes, you can go and see it. It was destroyed by the Romans, but there are still wonderful places to go and see that were part of Carthage. Tunisia was a very important part of Roman Africa, so there are wonderful Roman cities out in the middle of the desert there that no one knows about, really. So they're, you know, really interesting places to visit, and you don't see a lot of other travelers at them, so...
Now, on the tour, take us, for example, on a day-by-day, not day-by-day exactly, but day-by-day, what a sample day would entail if somebody was on board the tour.
Well, we're actually going to, it's 17 days, we're going to spend 5 days in Malta. And Malta is, I think, a real gem of history. I mean, most people just spend an afternoon there on a, you know, because of cruise ship docks or something. But it has at least 6,000 years of history. So it's home to the world's oldest freestanding stone structures. They're actually older than the Great Pyramid. They're older than Stonehenge. And we will go and see that. And we'll spend a day visiting them. And we'll visit an underground temple that is a World Heritage Site called the Hypogeum. And we'll see all the rest of the sites on Malta. We'll go to Gozo, the neighboring island of Gozo, for the day. We'll tour Valletta, which is the city of the great knights of Malta. So, you know, we really want people to see the whole scope of the island. It's a small island, and you can see it in that amount of time, and you can see 6,000 years of history in 5 days. And then we'll spend about 10 days in Tunisia. And, you know, we'll go and see the Roman ruins that I talked about. We will tour Tunis. I like to think of bring a slightly different perspective to this. We'll go to see the Medina and the Souks in Tunis. But there's a scene in my book where Laura, intrepid person that she is, follows a suspicious character through the Medina. So if people want to not only see it, but also experience sort of the setting of a murder mystery, we'll be able to do that. And we'll be going to the island of Djerba. We'll go out in the desert in the south of the country. You can ride a camel if you want to. Laura would not be caught dead on a camel, but if you want to go...
She's got a lot in common with Steve.
Yeah, camels are nice to look at, but I don't think I want to get up on one.
You don't want to get up on one. Well, Laura wouldn't, but if you want to on this tour, you certainly can.
That's one of the things when you get more hands-on... full comprehensive look at the country that you do not get on some of these very, you know, stopover for a day on a cruise, as you mentioned, or when you visit like 10 countries in 2 weeks. You're really going in-depth, and it's intellectually focused. You're going to learn something and come back with some very positive memories and impressions.
Well, I spend 5 months researching each of the books that I write, and that's in addition to courses that I've taken over the years and a number of visits that I've made and so on. So I hope, some people have told me that they've taken my books on a trip to a country and that they learn more from a murder mystery than they sometimes did, you know, from a whirlwind guided tour. So I hope that I can kind of bring that focus.
Yeah, that goes to the kind of research that you put into the book, too.
That's right.
With the archaeological focus, obviously, there's a lot of background information. She'll dig up some artifacts and things, and then this will be relating to the ultimate storyline.
That's right. Exactly right.
Now, tell us a bit more about the particular latest book that you have, with the journey.
Well, the two books that are involved in this particular trip, there's one called The Maltese Goddess, which, of course, is in Malta, and it has its kind of archaeological focus, goddess worship in the Mediterranean, and it's sort of a, you know, modern-day intrigue meets ancient mythology, and Lara actually goes there to furnish a house and, of course, immediately finds a body, as she always does. It's amazing, actually, these countries let her in now, you know. If she goes, someone is bound to die.
Stephen and, says that about me.
And my book set in Tunisia is the African Quest, and it's actually a lot about marine archaeology, and it's about ancient Carthage, and the history focuses on a particularly dire time in ancient Carthage, where Agathocles was sort of at the city gates, and there was this kind of standoff for a period of months, if not years, and where the citizens of Carthage actually may have resorted to actually sacrificing some of their firstborn children to try and save the situation. And you can actually go to see a place called the Tophet, where some archaeologists believe that the children are buried and so on. So it's a little bit sad, but it's a very evocative place to go and see. And the African Quest is about good archaeologists and bad, I would say.
That sounds kind of creepy, though, visiting a potential grave site with a lot of children in it.
I thought that at first, too, and I was a little bit reluctant to go, but it's an absolutely beautiful place. It obviously happened a very long time ago, mm-hmm. and it is part of a kind of tradition. The Carthaginians, Carthage was a colony of the Phoenicians, and so there is part, if you think of some Bible stories and so on, there is
right.
part of that tradition in the Middle East. And frankly, it may not be true. The children may have died of natural causes.
Well, we'll choose to believe that because it's a little bit more palatable.
Yes, it is, exactly. But a very interesting part of history, you know.
And you'll get that feeling just walking thousands of years past since these events, but you can still get that semblance and feel.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that that's one of the wonderful things about these two countries, actually, that the history is very, very much there if you know where to look. And I like to think I do. And I hope that people will get a sense of the history and that I'll be able to convey my enthusiasm, not just for the history, but also for these countries. I mean, I love these places. I go back every chance I get.
Now, the tour package itself, what style of accommodations are you including? Are you including any meals?
We're including all meals, and we're including the hotel and the round-trip airfare from New York or Toronto, and all the sightseeing, and all the transfers, and, somebody will carry your bag and that kind of thing. So that's all included as part of the package.
It's not a large group. You're limiting yourself to 20 participants.
20 tops. We'd like it to be actually just a bit fewer than that, actually, so people really get a great experience.
A little more manageable than being in a bus of 44 or 50 people and being shepherded around with the tour guide with the umbrella and off and on the bus, and you have 30 minutes to look at something. You're going to spend that in-depth time to ask questions and answer the queries that people might have.
We will have local guides who, know the terrain very well, of course. But what I'm hoping to be able to do is, perhaps the evening before we go somewhere, talk a little bit about the history and what they're going to see. For the mystery buffs, I can say, you find where I stashed the body in this scene, to just give it something a little bit different. And yes, it's I think it's for people who really want to experience a place.
We want to continue a little bit with this particular thread following the break. We got a commercial break coming up in about 25 seconds. Would you give it the number or website that people can reach you at?
You can contact the people at Worldwide Adventures at 1-800-387-1483. Or Sean, as in S-E-A-N, at worldwidequest.com. Or if you just want to see the brochure, it's up on lynnhamilton.com. Lynn is spelled with one N.
Stay tuned following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Travel will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal.
Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Willem Backus in studio, Stephen Pickford, Studio West in Beaconsfield. And we've got a little taste for the adventures today because we got with you special guest online today, Lynn Hamilton, who's a mystery writer. And I can't think of anything more intriguing than to follow along a mystery writer with her tour. Steve, tell us a bit more about this.
Yeah, it's an interesting tour. It's coming up March 18th, April 3rd with airfare from either Toronto or New York, where you can accompany author Lynn Hamilton, who's presently at work on her 10th Lyra McClintock archaeological mystery. Two of the novels in the series, The African Quest and The Maltese Goddess, are the basis for the guided tour of Malta and Tunisia. And we're talking to Lynn this morning about some of the things that, if you're interested in archaeology and history, this is your chance to follow in the footsteps of the author and of the protagonist and the heroine of the books and learn a little bit more.
Lynn?
Yes.
Tell us a bit more about it.
Well, my interest, of course, is archaeology, and so I have the benefit of now that I have a number of experts who are willing to talk to me about the field. So what I try to do is keep up very much with the latest theories on the archaeology of the places that I write about. And if I take Malta, for example, it's a very interesting place. I mentioned earlier that they have these fantastic stone temples, and they were travelers in 17th, 18th century who saw them thought they were actually built by giants. And a theory arose, maybe about 40 or 50 years ago, that these were dedicated to the great goddess. And so they're very interesting structures. Some people say that they're actually designed in the shape of the body of a great goddess. And there are great fat ladies of Malta that are very famous, very large women who statues of are found in these particular temples. But some people say that it was goddess worship. Some people say that it wasn't. And so the theories and the perception about these places change all the time. So one of the things I want to be able to do is to talk to people about what the latest theories are about the places that we visit. And I want people to be able to go and see these places and touch them and wander and have some time to look around and to be able to draw their own conclusions about what happened there. And that would be true also of Tunisia. We talked a little bit about Carthage. We talked about Rome. Carthage, there was a rallying cry in the Senate in Rome that Carthage had to be destroyed by the Romans, and in fact it was. And these, if you were the implacable foe of Rome, you lost, and you were written out of the history books completely, or you were turned into some kind of vile nation in the history books. You know, you were dirty, you were thieving, and so on and so forth. And that's what happened to the Carthaginians. History is written by the victorious. So I would like people to be able to go there and see for themselves whether that, in fact, is true. So that's the kind of thing that I like to add, I think, to what might be a traditional tour to both Malta and Tunisia.
You're going to see things that you wouldn't see on those traditional tours. You're going to go sort of behind the scenes when you get this chance to talk to people. And I think that really drives home the point that it's a learning experience. Travel can be fun, travel can be entertaining, but travel can also be very educational.
I think so. You know, a lot of people who go, you mentioned that Malta and Tunisia are not sort of the kind of places that North American travelers automatically think of when they're looking for a trip. And certainly Europeans go to these places, but they often go to the beach. And beaches are lovely, but there's a lot more to these countries than the beaches. And so, yes, I think it is an educational process. I want it to be fun, too, of course.
As beach bum as I may be, I must agree with you on that thing, because the sheer history around that region, the Roman times, ancient Greek, and the whole part of it. I mean, you'll be digging up things, you'll be taking a look at even ancient Phoenician writings that you're going to find, and it'll cast your mind back to an earlier time, and you wonder, you know, what these people's lives were like.
That's right. And, I hope we can learn something about that. Malta has been home to just about every major power in the Mediterranean, with the possible exception of the Greeks. So the Carthaginians were there, a lot of the sort of North African Arab groups were there. It had a strategic position in the middle of the Mediterranean, so everybody came. St. Paul is believed to have been there. And, of course, for some centuries, it was home to the great knights of Malta, who were the medical knights, the hospital knights, who had been driven out of Jerusalem and then Cyprus, Rhodes, and ended up in Malta and sort of took their last stand in Malta. So, you know, thousands of years of history that you can actually see, a tremendous number of World Heritage sites you get to visit. We hope that people will get the chance to talk to people and see things you wouldn't normally see.
Now, give us all the websites and the telephone numbers again. The dates of the trip actually is March 18th to April 3rd. Price $4,495 U.S. per person, limited to a maximum of 20 participants. So get that real hands-on experience and can gain a lot of new friendships and insights. Where can people get more information?
1-800-387-1483. Or you can email Sean, S-E-A-N, at worldwidequest.com. And the brochure about the trip is on my website, lynnhamilton.com, Lynn with one N.
Well, sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of interesting things, and people are going to really remember a lifetime experience, and hopefully it's a very successful trip, and it will lead to many others, repeat trips and new destinations for you.
Well, I got 10 books, right? And I love every one of the destinations.
And you're also going to be making some amazing friends on this kind of trip. I can only imagine what it would be like to be among a group of people who share this particular interest.
Yeah,
you can actually have such an enriching experience going on a particular journey like that.
It's the interest and the friendship. People go on a tour and they're already have that one particular life interest, in this case archaeology and history, and they make contact. People from all over Canada, the United States, they come together for that one express purpose, but they keep in touch, and that is one of the great things about travel.
I think that's great. And, of course, we'll give everyone who signs up for the trip signed copies of the two books so they can read them on the plane.
Well, definitely you're going to have to do that. I mean, and also while you're on the site, you have 10 books. Now, people can they buy them on your site?
No, they can't, but they're available...
In most bookstores?
Yeah, in almost all bookstores, published by Berkeley Prime Crime in New York, and they're there.
All in all, it's going to be a fantastic read and a great journey to take. So if you've got the mystery and if you've got the intrigue, that kind of interest, this is definitely the place for you.
Well, travel, archaeology, and mysteries, three great things, I think.
Well, I think it's fine. One of the foundations of travel in the first place. If you want to explore and find new things, sounds like it's going to be just up your alley.
1-800-387-1483 is the number again, March 18th to April 3rd, Malta and Tunisia, with author Lynn Hamilton. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Lynn.
Thank you very much.
And Steve, where does the time go?
Another hour. It travels by.
Another hour is flown by here on the Travel World Radio Show.
And next week, we've got Jerry Wagshall skiing in Utah, and also Lifestyles episode, a little bit of lifestyle feature on how to keep your New Year's resolution to give up smoking. I know somebody who should be listening.
Well, you know, it's quite...
Ha, 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 ha.
It ain't Bob either.
No, we weren't thinking about you, Bob.
No, oh, okay. No. We were thinking of the smoking lady. Yes. The smoke-mobile.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay.
Steven and I know who we're talking about, but a good friend of ours, one way or the other, and we're concerned about her, and everybody knows the reasons why, so next week is going to be a focus on that particular feature of giving up smoking. And further to that, we also have more features. It's amazing, ever since Mitch took his trip out to Park City, Utah, how popular skiing in the Rockies and that particular part, the Wasatch Mountains, near Salt Lake City, Utah, has become.
Getting a lot more coverage. I pick up Travel Weekly and other publications. Hey, they're really promoting themselves out in Utah.
Well, that's the nice thing about travel. I mean, it's not one of those things, build it and they will come. You do have to promote it. And that's what we do here on the Travel World Radio Show. We try to help get the message out because, you know what, that's part of what the fun of life is all about, getting out and seeing things, hop a plane, get away. You know, this is what we do here on the Travel World Radio Show.
There are places far and near, all to be discovered.
And to join us on your voyage of discovery, that'll be us, Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Steve, next week you may be in Ottawa, so we'll see, and we hope you get out there. We hope you also get that little trip to Cancun that you've been looking forward to.
Yeah, hopefully it'll all come together.
Cross your fingers, everybody. We want to send Steve to Mexico one more time.
Yeah, I want to send me a one-way ticket.
Well, that's it for this week. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Bob Cassini.
Stay tuned and happy traveling, everybody.
Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.